Moms, if you would, do us a favor, stand up. Come on, moms, I know, they love this part. And on behalf of all the church, thank you all for what you do. All right, you may seat. You may be seated. We do thank you, and if you didn't know, I'm coming off of a week of grandparenting, babysitting three of our grandchildren, ages 5, 3, and 2. That was a good reminder for me last week of all that moms do and how little they sleep. Moms do a lot, right? Changing diapers, fixing toys, making meals, washing clothes, settling Legos disputes, and all on 3 to 4 hours of sleep, sometimes if they're lucky. And moms do that and a whole lot more week after week, year after year. And the good ones, the good moms, do that with a whole heart, with undivided, wholehearted devotion, and they do it with joy. Praise God if you had a mom like that. And even if you didn't, no matter what your mom was like and no matter what your mom is like, God's will for your life is that you should honor your mother to the end, as in to the end of life. To the end that you would do that, I'd ask you to take your Bibles and open with me to Ephesians chapter 6. If you're visiting with us this morning, welcome. We're glad you're here. Thanks for visiting New Life Bible Church. And I hope that you'll stick around a little bit afterwards to talk with people and let us greet you. We normally are going verse by verse through books of the Bible. Right now we're in the middle of the Gospel of John. But as one of my professors said to me in seminary, when people come into church, they are always already thinking about something. And so if it's a special day, they're probably thinking about that special day. So use that special day to preach a special message on the subject. Well, today is Mother's Day. And every Mother's Day, I preach on something to do with moms. And what I want to encourage you to do today is to honor your mother for the rest of your life as an adult. Now that you're an adult, now that you're out of the house on your own, don't forget about mom. So to that end, our text for this morning is Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. And the title of the message is Honoring Mom to the End. This is the word of God. Ephesians 6, 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Honor your mother. How many of you grew up hearing that in your home? Anybody grew up hearing that? My dad would tell me that. And I'm very thankful that he did. And most of us have heard this. This is not new to us. Most of us know that God's law in the Old Testament and the gospel in the New Testament both command us to honor mom. And we have many reasons to do so. Just from this text and this context, to honor your mother is right. If you look at verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That means this is right in the sight of God. It's a righteous thing to do. To not honor your mother is not right. It is unrighteousness. But also, it's the law of God. If you look at verse 2, notice the special style of text. Mine's in all caps. Honor your father and mother. That's telling us that this is a quote from the Old Testament. It's out of Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. This is one of the Ten Commandments. Commandment number 5. And it's not just to children, right? Honor your father and your mother. You know that. This is not just to children. If I was to ask you, do you think that children in the home ought to honor their mother? You'd say yes. But if I asked you, do you think that children, once they move out, should stop honoring their mother? What would you say? No. No, this commandment is for life. And so we should do it because it's right. We should do it because it's God's law. We should also do it because it's the first commandment that comes with promise. Notice verse 2. It is the first commandment with a promise. That word promise at the end of verse 2 is the word for the promises of God that he always keeps. And here's the promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. As we were raising our children, when it came time to discipline, mom was a disciplinarian, and so were we, according to God's word. And when it came time for discipline, afterwards we'd talk with them and we'd say, do you understand what it is that we really want for you? And they would usually say, well, you want us to obey. And we'd say, no, ultimately that's not what we want. We want things to go well for you. That's what we ultimately want. We want things to go well for you. We want you to live long on the earth. But there's a commandment that comes with that promise. That commandment is to honor your father and mother. Why else should you honor your mother all the way to the end of life? Here's another reason. This is the application of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right, Ephesians, the book we call Ephesians, was first a letter written to the church at Ephesus. The first three chapters are all about the blessings that you have if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Remember that great verse? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every or all spiritual blessings in Christ. Chapters 1 to 3 are all about the blessings that believers have in Christ. Chapters 4 to 6 are about behavior. Behavior. Chapters 4 through 6 are saying, listen, if you're a true believer in Jesus Christ and you've been so richly blessed that God has called you and saved you, forgiven you of all of your sins, given you the guarantee of heaven and the seal of the Holy Spirit, if that's you, then there's a certain way you should live. And Paul begins chapters 4 to 6 by saying, I, therefore, Paul, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called. Honoring your mother is part of your calling as a Christian. So in a sense, really, these verses don't need explanation. They don't need defense. We already know that we should honor our mother and our father, and we should do that for life. The bigger question, which I'm going to address this morning, is how do you do that once you're out of the house? You know, when you're in the house, honoring your father and mother is pretty much just being obedient. Just being submissive to them, listening to what they say, doing what they say gladly, without dispute, without crying and complaining. But what about once you're out of the house? Well, speaking of game shows, how many of you remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Come on, you know that show. Phone a friend. Phone a friend, yeah, sure. Phone a friend. So I emailed some friends this week. All of you should have gotten an email from me last week. I guess it was, saying, hey, how do you honor your parent now that you're out of the house? How do your kids honor you if your kids are out of the house? Or how do you think that Christian adults should honor their mother once they're out of the home? What are some of the ways? Well, of course, this text does not answer that question. It's really an application question. It's a specific application question. It doesn't answer that specifically because it doesn't need to. Take a look at verse 2. See the first word, honor? Honor means to put a price on, not as in to sell in this context. It really means to put a value on and to demonstrate how valuable your mother is to you. So, for example, by the way, you're going to leave with 7 simple but sweet ways to honor your mother as an adult. 7 simple but sweet ways to honor your mother for the rest of your life, to the end of your life, even after your mom has passed away. I'm going to give those to you based on how people responded. But if you were to do none of these 7 that I'm going to give you, that would be to show your mom that you don't value her at all. That would be sin. That would be unrighteousness. That would be disobedience. But there is no limit to the number of ways that you might honor your mother. And in fact, I got a good number of responses. I was very thankful. Thank you to all of you who did respond to that email and who gave me some ideas. And I really listed about 25 different ways. I thought that's a 25-point sermon. Pastor Dan's not going to like that. So I narrowed it down to 12, Pastor Dan, which Dan would probably not like a whole lot better. So I narrowed it down to 7. 7 sweet ways, and they're simple, that you can honor your mother for the rest of your life. These are ways that you can show your mom as an adult that you value her and that you're thankful to her for all that she did for you. Here, you ready to go? These are 7 sweet ways to honor your mother in order that you would honor her to the end of your life. Number one, what do you think number one is? Just guess. Time, love. Love is too broad. Love would, all 7 would be. So communicate. Number one is communicate. Keep in touch. By far, that was the number one answer I received to this question from our church family. You know, in the old days, that might have been a little bit difficult. You'd have to write a letter. You'd have to get out a pen and paper and put pressure on that pen so that the ink would come out. It was tougher in the old days. But these days, I mean, you've got FaceTime, text, pick up the phone and call. You could have mom on speed dial. You could hit one, literally. You could have mom as well. Maybe your spouse should be one. Mom, maybe number two. You could speed dial. You could call mom on the phone. Marco Polo, if you don't have Marco Polo, it's a wonderful thing. It's like you record this video, they pick it up when they want. Doesn't cost you anything, and yet, I'll tell you what, it's worth a lot to mom. You might say, well, I'm pretty busy. Yeah, but you're not so busy that you can't call or text mom once a week, maybe every other week, or at least once a month. Do I hear an amen? Like once a month, that's not that much. And if it was only once a month, if you were truly so busy that you could only call or text or write or Marco Polo mom once a month, you could say, hey, mom, I'm really busy. I can only call you once a month. I'll bet mom wouldn't complain. She would just look forward like crazy to that one day that you're going to call. And if you didn't, she'd be patient, long-suffering, like we said, and wait till you did call. So number one is communicate. You say, well, I don't know what I would say. Yeah, you do. Mom, hey, what's up? And mom will take it from there. Most moms will just take it from there. You know, you could say, what are you doing? How are you doing? What's new? What are you keeping busy with? How's your health? Ask mom questions. Take an interest in what mom is doing and how mom is living. You know, if you don't do that, guess what? You miss out. You miss out on what mom's doing. You miss out on how she's living, how she's feeling. Along with this category, I grouped a number of other answers. Other answers fall into this category of communicate. Ask her for advice. Ask her to tell you about her life. Ask her to tell you how she raised you and why. Especially if you're raising kids. You know, one of the common responses was, I really appreciate it when my kids call me and ask for some advice. Mom, how would you handle this? What would you do about that? It shows that you value her and that you value what she says. So ask her advice. Listen to what she says. Take an interest in what's going on in her life. Ask her what she's reading in the Bible, or just ask her what she's been reading in general. If your mom's a teacher, ask what she's been teaching from the Bible. And here's one. Just tell her that you love her. Hey, mom, how you doing? Just calling to say, I love you. She will look forward to that all month long. Moms, is that true? Yeah. So number one is communicate. Number two, a second simple but sweet way for you to honor mom to the end of her life is to visit. Or if it's easier, pay for her to visit you. Now, if mom lives close by, you can drive, but if mom lives far away, then maybe you need to pay for her to fly to visit you, or at least offer. Visit. Visit once in a while. When you can. If she's close by, maybe it's once a week or once a month. If she doesn't live close by, maybe it's once a year. I don't know. Whatever would be a blessing and not a burden to her, visit when you can. And maybe pay her way. Hey, mom, we want to know if you want to come out and visit for a few days next month. By the way, this is not to put her to work. Yeah, we want you to come out and clean the house. And then we know you're really good at lawn work. And so we're saving up some lawn work for you. And we know that you paint. So we got some painting for you. So, mom, bring your smock. Nah, I mean, maybe you could combine some of that. But just invite mom to spend time with her. And by the way, when she comes, if she comes, when you visit with her, if she visits you, I'm kind of grouping some other things in. Ready? Treat her lovingly, respectfully. You know what? Respectfully, I'm going to put in one here. Put the phone down. How many of you moms, show of hands, get ready to not raise your hand. How many of you moms really like it if your son or daughter is speaking to you while texting? Yeah, there's for those listening, there are no hands. No hands have gone up. No mom likes that. And especially us in the older generation, we really don't like it if you're talking with us, but you're on your phone. So treat your mom lovingly, respectfully, patiently, forgivingly, happily, encouragingly, fairly, faithfully, and listen with no phone in hand. Isn't that great? It's very simple, but a very sweet way to honor your mom. If you only did these two, if you just kept in touch and would visit now and then or have mom come visit you, you're doing great. But there's more. Number three. Number three, the number three answer, by the way, I did rank them and I assigned, you know, how many times they're repeated. So these are in order based on those who responded to my little survey. Number three, simple but sweet way to honor your mother to the end of your life is help her. Help. Just be willing to help out. You will find, if you communicate and if you visit or have her visit you, you will find over time some things mom might need help with. You know, in one of the phone calls that I had after my dad passed away, this was just a couple years ago, my dad had died, my mom shared with me that she was feeling very guilty. And I said, well, mom, you know, why are you feeling guilty? She said, well, you know, your dad's gone now, and I'm well provided for, and here I am enjoying all these blessings. And she just recounted to me all these things that she's enjoying now. She said, I have my health, and I can go out with my friends, and I get to see the grandkids. And she said, I just feel guilty. You know what? I was able to help her, and I know I've shared this before. I was able to help her to understand that, you know what? Guilt is a great feeling to have if you've done something wrong. But it's a wrong feeling to have if you've done nothing wrong. So I asked my mom, I said, well, mom, what did you do wrong? She said, I don't know. What do you mean? Well, you feel guilty. Did you do something wrong? And she said, well, you know, I always tried to love your dad. I said, yeah, mom, you didn't do anything wrong. You need to get rid of that guilt feeling. And she told me later, she was so helped that she was sharing that with the other moms, other widows, I mean, other ladies whose husband had died. So this is number three, just help. Help your mom. Maybe it's helping her with some counsel. Maybe it's helping her physically with, you know, help around the house. Just help her. And as one person wrote, maybe it means help her with end-of-life decisions. Maybe it means help her with just some decisions about when to stop driving, where to live. Maybe it means bring mom in to live with you. And some of you do that, and some people responded, I'm so thankful that my kids let me live with them. Help mom whenever and however you can, even if that's just words of encouragement. So we've got three ways so far, right? These are pretty simple. Communicate, keep in touch, visit or have mom visit you, and help mom out as you hear that there are things that you can do to help her out. Number four, pray. Pray for her and with her. You know, if you don't know what to say when you call, hey, you could just text, Mom, thinking of you. How can I be praying for you? And she'll tell you. And then pray for her based on what she sent you. Boy, what a simple way to keep in touch. That takes like 30 seconds. One thing my mom loves is pictures. So I'll send pictures of something we're doing, or when we were out with the grandkids, I sent pictures of the grandkids. I noticed that the 2-year-old grandkid had a birthday card from Graham, my mom, and he opened it up and it sang happy birthday and he started giggling. So I got him to do it again and I videoed him opening the birthday card from Graham, great Graham, and he's there chuckling and laughing, whatever, and I sent the video to mom. She loved it. She said, thank you so much for letting me see him laugh. And one of the great joys that I have, our boys honor their grandma, my mom. And oftentimes when I send pictures to my mom, she'll say, oh yeah, I already got those. Like I was sending pictures of jets that Jordan's flying. Oh, here's Jordan with an F-15. Here he is with this jet and with that jet. And she says, oh, I already got those. Oh, well, great. Are you getting them before me? When did you get that picture exactly? So pray for mom. Number five. Teach, as in, to be more specific, teach your children to honor your mother, or teach your children to honor grandma, or Gigi, or Gima, or Queen Mom, or whatever it is you go by. Teach your children to honor their grandmother. And one of the first ways that you do that is by how you treat your mother when you're around her. Again, a phone's a big thing. If you're talking to your mother, but you're on your phone texting your friends or checking Facebook or whatever, you are teaching your children that they really don't need to respect their elders. But that's not biblical. The Bible teaches that you should respect your elders. And it teaches you that you should honor your mother. So teach your kids, first and foremost by example, but also with words, teach your children not to disrespect mom. One of the first responses that I got to the email I sent out to the church was this: my children strongly teach and model respect and love for me with hugs, hello, and hugs goodbye, and saying I love you a lot. In other words, this is a mom saying, I'm so thankful my kids are teaching the grandkids to honor me. Another one said, my kids require respect from the grandkids, and I love it. I remember one time Denise and I were sitting at a pizza place downtown, and some of you remember Harry and Ingrid Keenitz? We're sitting there in this pizza restaurant, and Harry and Ingrid were sitting over here, and they had the grandkids with them, and the grandkids were on their phones. Oh, man. I could hardly contain myself. I was like, how dare you disrespect Harry and Ingrid that way? Teach your children to respect grandma and grandpa. Number six, forgive. That appeared on the little survey I did more often than I thought it would. Forgive. Do moms make mistakes? Yes. Do moms have regrets? Yes. Do some moms make serious mistakes and have serious regrets? Yes. If that's your mom, should you still honor your mother? Absolutely. My mom walked out when I was 12 years old, literally. I came home from school, mom was not there any longer, and she never came back. She walked out when I was 12. Well, later, when I became a Christian at age 27, I heard a message on honoring your mother, and I went to the pastor and I said, how do I do that? So I'm answering today a question that was very pertinent to me when I first became a Christian. How do I do that? Mom lives far away. She walked out when I was 12. How do I honor my mother? Here's what he said. He said, call her. That's just what I'm telling you. Call her. Visit her. Take her phone calls when she calls you. Write her cards or letters or notes of encouragement. It was just all these simple things. And you know what? By the grace of God, I followed that advice. And when my mom was at the end of life, she said one of the things she was most thankful for was that despite what she did when I was 12, walk out, I honored her in my adult life. She was so thankful for that. Listen, make your mom happy at the end of life. Make your mom thankful. Honor her in all these different ways. At the end of life, she will be so grateful. By the way, there's fruit. This bears fruit when you do this. At the end of life, my mom was finally open to the gospel. And I think I'm going to see her in heaven. I got to share the gospel with her at the very end of life, and she responded in a positive way. I can't wait to see her. So keep that line of communication open. Number seven, finally. How do you honor mom after she's gone? Because, you know, John 13 tells us that Jesus loved his own to the end. And John 19 shows us that one of those he loved to the very end was his mother. Right, one of the sayings of Jesus Christ from the cross was, son, behold your mother, mother, behold your son. And Jesus made sure that his mom was cared for after he was gone. He loved her to the end of his life. How can you honor your mom to the end of your life, even after she's gone? Number seven, follow what she taught you. Assuming it was good, wise, and right. Did she teach you to respect your elders? That's biblical. Respect your elders, just like mom taught you. Did she teach you to discipline your children, even to correct them with the rod? That's certainly biblical. Do it and stop following the wisdom of the world. Did she teach you to honor your father? Do it. Stay in touch with your father. Call him, write him, and honor your father. Follow what mom taught you that was good, wise, and right, and do it to the end of your life, just like Jesus Christ, who is the greatest example of this. The life of Christ begins in Luke 2 with Jesus Christ honoring his father and his mother. And the life of Jesus Christ ends in John 19 with Jesus Christ on the cross still honoring his mother. His father was long since gone. Are you a Christian? If so, rejoice in the blessings that you have in Jesus Christ. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Your sins have been forgiven. You have the hope of heaven and the guarantee of the Holy Spirit to help you in all that Christ calls you to do. And part of that is honor your mother. I've just given you seven simple ways to do that. Are you not a Christian? Ugh. Don't leave not a Christian today. Jesus Christ is the only way you can ever be forgiven. The worst thing you can do, if you come to a church and you hear a message from God's word, the worst thing you can do is harden your heart. If you've got questions today about the gospel or anything related to God, the church, the Bible, stick around and ask somebody. Ask me, ask anyone around you. Get your questions answered. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for our moms. And thank you for your reminder to honor our moms with our lives. Help us, Father, to do that in the ways that we've described, but in whatever way, help us to show moms that we value them and to do it to your glory and to the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.